Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Weedy is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a former senior editor at Men's Fitness Magazine. He's now a freelance writer specializing in health and fitness. He's a certified strength and conditioning specialist and with the National Strength and Conditioning Association. He's also part of all the other organizations that you can think about that would have anything to do with health and fitness. And so that makes him a pretty much an authority. He's the author of a new book, and I'm going to let him tell us what the title is. Tom, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks a lot for having me on. I really appreciate it.
It's good to have you here. Give us the title of the book.
The book is The Entrepreneur Diet, and it's the on-the-go plan for fitness, weight loss, and healthy living.
Right.
It's a, all of us are so busy these days, entrepreneurs and everybody else, and the book gives tools and solutions for people to fit in health and fitness no matter how busy they may be.
Well, I'm glad that you're focusing on this, Tom, because I am a perfect example of the guy you're trying to reach. Because, you know how it is with small business owners, Tom. We actually, one of the benefits of being of owning our own business is we can actually work half days.
True.
And we get
True.
To pick which 12 hours.
That's right. That's right.
And we're traveling, we're moving around, we turn the lights on, we turn the lights off. Maybe we get lunch, maybe we don't. We grab a sack of burgers here and there or a bite of pizza on the run or whatever. It's really hard to we're so dedicated to our business, Tom. We're so focused on it. It's hard to get another something else disciplinary into our lives, like our businesses. It's hard to put all that together, and so unfortunately, too many small business owners, and I am included in this group, folks. I'm not pointing my finger at anybody but me. We probably don't eat as healthy as we should, and we probably most of us don't exercise like we should.
Yeah, that's true, and the business becomes such a priority, and for good reason. But then you yourself lose that. You're not putting a priority on yourself. And one of the entrepreneurs I talked to made an interesting comment. He said, as an entrepreneur, you are the biggest asset of your company.
That's right.
And you have to take care of your biggest asset. And he said, if you're not doing that, you're not being a good business person. You're not being a good entrepreneur.
Well, and you have to be the energy. You have to be the vision. You have to be the alpha member of your organization. And if you're not hitting on all cylinders, things aren't going to go well in the business. I mean, your employees and your customers expect to see you in the business. And if you're home sick a lot or if you're not, if you're not on, don't have your A game all the time, then, things aren't going to go so well. So what do we do about all that, Tom?
Well, really, the one of the biggest hurdles is time, as you're saying, and you have to figure out ways to, fit in exercise and activity throughout your day. So one of the ways to do that is to realize that exercise doesn't have to come all at once. You can fit in activity throughout the day, and it adds up. And so if you don't have time for a half-hour walk or a half-hour at the gym, take 10 minutes if you can and go outside and walk. And if you have time later in the day, fit in 10 minutes of walking. Those things will add up throughout the day. The other thing is if you're an experienced exerciser and you're short on time, one way to make your exercise very time efficient is to increase the intensity of the exercise. I wouldn't mm-hmm. recommend that for everybody, but
right.
with people who are experienced exercisers, if you're just new to getting into exercise, I wouldn't recommend that. But the other thing is, obviously, with eating is a very challenging thing for people that are on the go. And so you have to really be careful about your eating. And one of the things
Tom, let me stop you. Before we get into the food part, I want to ask you some more questions about the exercising thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that saved me over the years is that when I do 10 hours of radio every week, live radio every week,
mm-hmm.
two hours a day, Monday through Friday. And I have, this is, I'm now in my 10th year. I've never done any of these except for a few times when I was face-to-face with my guests on the road or something. I'd sit down. But 97.99% of all the shows that I've ever done, I've done standing up. 100%.
That's good.
Well, and plus, many people when they talk on the phone they pace. When I'm
right.
When I'm doing my show, I'm not only standing up, I'm pacing. That has helped me. My point in saying all that is maybe that would be. What do you think about people when they're talking on the phone? Maybe when they're having meetings. What do you think about not sitting down, standing up?
I think that's a great idea. You're right on with that. And again, that's another indication that those things can add up throughout the day. I mean, you could schedule walking meetings with your employees, and that way you're exercising and you're getting outside. And you know, if you work in office with several people, don't just send them an email. Get up and walk down the hall and go talk to them face to face. If you have to, if possible, if you can take calls on a cell phone. Take calls on a cell phone, and then you can walk even further that way. So you're right on track with doing those things. If you're on the phone, get up and pace.
Exercise is exercise. You don't care. I mean, you don't. I don't have to be in my sexy leotard to get exercise, do I?
No, you know, I think people.
That's a visual. I think maybe folks didn't need, but. But it can come from any sort, any form, couldn't it?
It really does, you know, and one of the things that somebody could do is buy a pedometer, and you can you can get them for about $10. And
I've always wanted to know how many miles I walk when I do my show in a day.
Yeah,
I should do that. I should buy a pedometer, shouldn't I?
You would be able to track it. Yeah.
What about stretching? Isn't that important? I mean, sometimes I know sitting around, you know, working at my computer, doing the things that I do, I just find myself needing to stretch. I feel like I'm all bound up like a rope or something.
Yeah, and you can do stretches right at your desk. That's a real easy thing to do, but it is very easy to neglect it, and that's in fitness. That's one of the probably the most neglected things is stretching.
Do you recommend things like Pilates, and do you recommend or yoga? Do you recommend those kinds of things?
If you have time, absolutely, and especially if you have time for a class once a week or twice a week, if you can fit that in, because that is a great way to make yourself accountable. Because if you have to show up somewhere, if you're paying for a class, those are things you can do. But you can do yoga moves and Pilates type moves on your own, and you could work those into your business day or even at the end of the day.
When we come back, I want to get into the nutrition part of this. Tom Weedy is our guest, folks. He's the author of The Entrepreneur Diet, and he and I will be right back with some more good stuff right after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Strawberry alarm clock, ladies and gentlemen. I think that's right. That's a classic old song. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. We're visiting with our new friend Tom Weedy, and Tom is the author of The Entrepreneur Diet. And Tom, tell us where that book's available, please.
It's available at Borders and Barnes & Noble and online. Amazon has it.
What about your own website?
I have a website. It's called www.imaginerunning.com.
ImagineRunning.com. I wish I could run. I used to run when I was younger. The knee went out. The right knee went out, Tom. But I miss running because I loved running.
Yeah,
running is a great exercise, isn't it?
It is a wonderful exercise. It's a great calorie burner too.
I think I ran too much, and maybe that's what happened to my knee. I don't know. But anyway, I want to talk about. We were talking earlier in the previous segment, folks. We talked about the exercise element, and Tom was pointing out all the different ways that you can exercise without setting aside an official time. You can do it at your desk. Walking is one of the best exercises in the world. It's also something you can do and visit with folks, isn't it? You can walk and share a walk with someone. What about the diet part? What do we do about that?
Well, one of the key things about eating is sometimes when people think they have to lose weight, they'll skip meals, and that's that's really counterproductive. You don't want to skip meals when you go on a mm-hmm. diet and you're trying to lose weight. You want to actually eat more frequently throughout the day. Probably 5 or 6 meals is the
really?
Best way to do it. Yeah, and really you do 3 of the main meals, but then you work in a snack mid-morning, mm-hmm. mid-afternoon, and then maybe before you go to bed, a snack of about 150 to 200 calories. And what that does is it helps you stabilize your blood sugar throughout the day, so it keeps your energy level. And the other big thing it does is you don't get so hungry that when you get to your next meal,
mm-hmm.
you overeat. And that's a problem that people have when they go on a diet, is they tend to skip meals and they overeat at the meals that they do eat.
You know what's been interesting to me is, and I don't know if this makes any sense, but the nights that I eat too much, I wake up hungry the next morning. The nights where I don't eat too much, I don't wake up hungry.
Oh, that's
interesting. What's that all about?
I think that it could be different for different people. Some people might overeat at night and then wake up and not be hungry, so they set themselves up the next day. But, you know, it could be an effect on your metabolism. It just could be that, you know, that's how your body reacts to
mm-hmm.
Overeating or not
when
eating
I say
enough.
Eat too much, it's like, you know, like if I go to Mexican or something like that, But anyway, what about when you talk about a snack? What would that snack be?
You know, you can do. It's good to combine a carbohydrate source with a protein source. So, for example, if you had an apple with a piece of string cheese,
mm-hmm.
That's a good choice. If you have an orange and a tablespoon of peanut butter,
you almost can't eat too much fruit, can you?
No, you really can. We have a hard time getting in enough fruit and vegetables throughout the day.
Fruit is not always handy, is it?
No, it's not. So if you can try to bring some and have at the office, you know, fruit like oranges and bananas and.
But what about dried fruit? Is that good?
Like, it is
like
good.
Grapes
it can be,
and things. I mean, raisins and things like that.
Yeah, it is good. The one thing with that is it's fairly concentrated in calories,
mm-hmm.
so you have to watch out for that. But it is. You know, any way you can get fruit into your diet is a good thing, but just watch the calories on that.
Mm-hmm. Any particular food that you think we should avoid?
Well, if you can avoid full fat cheeses and fried foods, things like that are going to be very high in calories and high in saturated fat, because
mm-hmm.
saturated fat is really a no-no when it comes to diet and health. The thing is with cheese and fried food, you really, you know, I believe with a diet, you don't have to, you shouldn't deprive yourself of everything. I mean, you're going to have days when you're faced with choices, you know, meal choices that you don't have any other alternatives, or you just feel like, you know, hey, I'm going to have that cheeseburger with cheese today.
Mm-hmm.
Once you do that, don't beat yourself up about it, but just, you know, let yourself have those days or those meals where you,
mm-hmm.
you kind of, fall off the wagon, I guess, and
mm-hmm.
and don't blame yourself. Just move on.
Traveling is rough on me. It's hard for me to eat healthy when I'm traveling.
Absolutely.
Because I don't have access to the kind of to some of the good choices and how do you deal with that?
Well, I think if you're going to be when you're traveling, you're going to be eating in restaurants. In restaurants nowadays, the meal portion sizes are so big that's one of the real hazards of going to a restaurant is that
mm-hmm.
you get this food in front of you and it's so, you know, it's good and it's in front of you, so you eat it and you
mm-hmm.
you might have that mindset, well, I got to clean my plate. And so
don't forget there are all these children who are starving around the world. You know, we can't do that.
Right. Right. So what I suggest is if you can, order a half portion, you can split a portion with somebody.
That's a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah, and make the appetizer the main course. That could be another alternative. Look for cream sauces, cream based meals.
Mm-hmm.
Stick with tomato based sauces. Avoid sautéed foods, fried foods
mm-hmm.
again.
Mm-hmm. Coming back to my French fries, Tom. You're not gonna let me have my French fries, are you?
You know, every once in a while, I don't.
It's okay.
You shouldn't feel deprived.
Give us the website again, Tom.
It's www.imaginerunning.com.
Imaginerunning.com. The book is called The Entrepreneur Diet. Tom, thanks for being here. Good job. Good selection. Good ideas for us today.
Jim, thank you very much for having me.
Talk to you next time. Quick break, right back with Dave Anderson. He's going to help us deal with those difficult customers. Stay with us.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.